I never planned on redshirting, and when I got there, they were short on linebackers, so it never really was talk about me redshirting. I played ever since the first game, and I started halfway through the season.
Does it surprise you that you can lead a college team
in tackles? I never really think about those things until afterwards, you know. You just go out there and you just play as hard as you can. You know, you let somebody else take the stats, and you never really pay no attention to it. Afterwards, it feels pretty good to lead a team in tackles your freshman year, but you never really pay attention to it. What else went into the decision? There's a lot of things went into that decision. I had played 2.5 years at Florida, where most people, you know, redshirt or sit out a year, or never really start. I started 2.5 years. We won an SEC championship and a national title, two things that I had aimed to do coming into the university. I accomplished those goals, and I thought that I could be, drafted pretty high. So I made a decision to come out. Me alone, my coaches and my family made that decision. We talked about it every now and then. Even a couple of guys that stayed in school talked about it. You talk about it because it comes up and the media brings it up all the time. And we didn't pay a lot of attention, but we talked about it on a couple of occasions and saw where the guys were going. And I think I was the closest one to coming back in going back into school. Yeah, it's a lot of talent back there. Actually, our leader in sacks, Derek Harvey, is still there. Another starter on our defense, Tony Joyner. We got a lot of young talent. I know you saw Percy Harvin. He's one of the best players I've been on the field with as a freshman. So, it's a lot of talent still left there, and I'm definitely going to be rooting them on.
How do you describe your game and what you think your impact could be right away?
I think I'm a leader. I think I'm a high-tempo guy, always bringing energy. Always around the ball. I think I'll bring that to any NFL team that I go to. I'm going to bring that energy. I'm gonna demand, you know, that the people around me have that same kind of energy. So I think in drafting me, a pro team will be drafting one of the future leaders.
Are you still looking forward to a acting career?
Yes, that's actually one of my goals in life also. I want to act. I want to be on stage. I want to be on TV. That's my thing. I have a passion for it, and I love it.
What background
experience? I was actually lead thespian of the drama department back in high school. I took a break off of it. I was the lead in a lot of plays in high school. I led in The Raising of the Sun, which was my favorite. I was Walter Lee Younger, and it was a great play for me. I kind of fell in love with it. And I took a break off because I also fell in love with the game of football. So I took a break off in college, and I'm gonna come back to it. I think that's similar to a point because on stage and on the field, you know, things go wrong and you have to pick up right where the other person left off or right where the person slipped without missing a beat. Leadership, calls for some of those same type qualities. You know, when somebody else drops the ball, you pick it right up and make sure that, nobody misses a beat. Probably memorizing the lines. Memorizing the playbooks is something that I do pretty well and efficiently. So, memorizing the lines is more of a challenge for me.
You talk to Marcus Thomas, friend?
Yes, he's a good friend of mine. I actually talked to him, while we was in one of the meeting rooms, and I just I let him know, keep a good attitude about this thing, take it full stride. Remember that you're one of the best D tackles in the country because, we lost one of our best players when we lost him. And just because he wasn't playing, that don't mean that he's still not one of the best players that we had on our team. So I try to remind him of that and tell him to go out and give him his all.
Are you liking the Oscars more
now? I haven't paid any attention to it. I think this is a lot more important. So I didn't even know the Oscars was tomorrow night. I like a lot of actors. I like entertainment period. I like the comedians. I like Denzel's. I like the the Jamie Foxx's. All of them are real good actors to me. So,
Brandon, we know the Patriots have sort of this Florida bug going on up there with their receivers, and I'm just curious if you've had much talks with them and sort of, you know, how you feel about being the next member of that group.
I haven't talked to anybody on the Patriots. I know that our coaches are really good friends, and they typically have taken a lot of our guys, but I haven't talked to them, man. I mean, I would love to be a part of any NFL ball club right now. Whoever's gonna take me the highest.
Who shows the most interest?
I don't know if it's a certain interest level so far. Like I can't decipher what's so far. So I try not to get myself too wrapped up in the hype and what the media says about where you're gonna get drafted or who's gonna take you, because in the end you don't control that. All you control is how good did you work out and what you do in these interviews. So that's. Yes, I did. They told me third round.
One more.
Yeah, I think I could play in a 3-4. I think I could play either one of those positions. I could play the outsides as well as the insides. The insides is what I'm used to doing, taking on a lot of big guys on the inside and making plays on the inside. So, yeah, I think I'll suit in just fine.